Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. Today we're in the Psalms and we're looking at Psalm 107, what it means to be redeemed. Here is Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains. For they had rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labour. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Some became fools through their rebellious ways, and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food, and drew near the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. Others went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into a desert, flowing springs into thirsty grounds, and fruitful land into a salt waste, because of the wickedness of those who lived there. He turned the desert into pools of water, and the parched ground into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards that yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased. And he did not let their herds diminish. Then their numbers decreased, and they were humbled by oppression, calamity, and sorrow. He who pours contempt on nobles made them wander in a trackless waste. But he lifted the needy out of their affliction, and increased their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, but all the wicked shut their mouths. Whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord. Psalm 107 has 43 verses, and so is not covered in detail in this thought for the day. Again, please read the modified summary from the Bible Panorama, and what being redeemed does and means. Verses 1 to 3 due. The psalmist recognizes that thanks are due to the Lord for his mercy, redemption, and gathering in his captive people from far and wide from enemy hands. Verses 4 to 32. Deliverance. Time and again, God has delivered, blessed, helped, and guided his people who have been in the worst of situations. Tossed about hopelessly on the sea of life, they have cried out to him and been saved. Four times the psalmist yearns for people to thank God for his goodness and for his wonderful works. Verses 33 to 42, distinction. Those are blessed whose poverty and low position cause them to rely on God. He sends barrenness as a result of wickedness. Verse 43, deduction. The psalmist deduces that observant, wise people will understand God's loving kindness. What being redeemed does and means. This long psalm fits in well with Psalms 105 and 106. It summarizes why God's people should thank him and praise him, verses 1 to 3, and the many varied ways he has delivered his people, verses 3 to 42. It tells those who are redeemed to thank him. Redeemed means bought back. Both Ephesians 1, 5 to 8 and Colossians 1, 13 to 14 teaches that through Jesus Christ and in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, and that he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus shed his precious blood when he died on the cross, to bear our sins and take our punishment for them. Then he rose again, to be the living Redeemer for all who turn from sins and receive Christ into their hearts by faith. He has rescued us from Satan's dominion of darkness, freed us from our own sins, and given us eternal life and a home in heaven. He has redeemed us by his precious blood. Whatever our problems, verses 4 to 32, he will bless us and keep us, verses 33 to 42, as we trust and obey him. We will then begin to understand the great love of the Lord toward us in Christ, verse 43. God bless you.